720 WGN. Thanks for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. Imagine this. You're at an airport. Your flight is canceled. And you and 12 other people jump in a 15-passenger van and drive for 8 to 10 hours. These are people that you have never met before. It was documented on TikTok. We'll talk to one of those passengers in just a second. But here's a montage of the TikTok videos that were recorded.
Well, I'm at the airport, and ours gets canceled. So me and a bunch of strangers in my family, we decide to rent a 15-passenger van and ride back 8 hours to Tennessee. So meet the gang.
My name is Lexi, and I'm possibly going to miss my finals, but it's fine.
My name's Robin, and I'm here for my son's custody battle.
It's 8:30 in the morning, and we just made it to Knoxville. So let's wrap this story up, okay?
I'm number one, Carlos, the driver. The driver. You know, I'm really grateful to all these guys right here because my baby girl had a heart set out to make this appointment for the University of Tennessee, and she was disappointed. But we made our 10 a.m. appointment.
Gang, when they made it to Knoxville without the liquor store, and made it. Don't get in the car with strangers if you can't hold it.
Oh my gosh. Michelle Miller is an influencer. She's the farm babe. I've been following you for a long time, and you're one of the 13 people in that van. Did it get scary at any point, Michelle?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Great to be here. You know what? It really didn't. But you know what was funny was when we decided to do this, I think the only time I had a moment of hesitation was when we all started walking to the van. And two of the guys that were going with us were clearly European. Like they looked like they were from Denmark, Germany, whatever. Their names were Johan and Adolf. And like it was clear. I said, "Where are you guys from?" And I was expecting them to be like, "Denmark, Germany." And they were like, "We're from Mexico." And I was like, "No, you're not." So in that moment, I was like, okay, these guys are already leading with a lie. Like, what am I doing? This is where I get murdered. And so, you know what? It wasn't. And what I ended up figuring out was that they were farmers from Germany to Mexico, and they were going to the same conference as me in Knoxville. So what are those odds?
Oh, my gosh. And you had people from their teens well into middle age on this journey. 10 hours, 8 to 10 hours in a van with people you had never met before. Was there ever a dull moment, or was everybody all chatty?
No, you know what? It was good. I think the fact that our story was going viral was literally kind of kept our conversation going. Was we were laughing so hard for so many hours about just new comments and realizing that people in our country are in the world are just desperate for good news. And so seeing like 20,000 plus comments of support, of kindness, of people appreciating our story and how it was good news, that it worked out really well. We became great friends, and I hope we are for life.
I bet you will be. And whose idea was it to go downstairs and rent the 15-passenger van? And did they ask you all to pitch in? I mean, how did that come about?
Yeah, it actually kind of started off with myself when the flight was canceled and they sent us all into like the world's longest, quote, customer service line. We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. And so I just marched right to the front of the line. Like, I was not having it. And I was like, why don't you guys just put us all in a van? I said, put us all in a bus, just ship us there. If we leave tonight, we can wake up in Knoxville in the morning and it'll be fine. You know, like Delta Airlines did that for me once. And Frontier was just like, well, we don't do that. This isn't Delta. And they didn't really care. And they didn't try to get a supervisor. They didn't really try to help us. And so as I was having this discussion with the women behind the counter, who really weren't much help, one of the passengers overheard it. And she turned around and yelled out to the entire customer service line, "All right, here's the deal. Bunch of us want to get a van or a bus. If you're serious, go over here in the corner." And I just started laughing because she was just ready to get it done. And she laughed and she was like, yeah, I was in the Marine Corps. Like, she just gets it done. And so we all kind of came together in this group and people were kind of raising their hand, you know, like half putting their hands up. Like, did I hear you guys were going to rent a bus or a van? And slowly we just came together. We were on our phones and a group of us just walked down to the car rental area together. We kind of split up to see what we could figure out. And then Carlos found a 15-passenger van through Hertz. So it saved the day.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle Miller is one of the 13 people on this van ride after their flight was canceled in Orlando, and they all wanted to get to Knoxville. And if you put all 13 of you together in a picture, which I have seen, it appears as if none of you have anything in common.
No, we definitely did not. Definitely all walks of life, some international, different. You know, we had a swim coach. You know, we had a guy who owns like a holistic health company. Everybody's like very different. One guy works construction, all different ages. But we all just came together with the same goal in mind. And, you know, it was just fun to see different people's leadership. You know, Carlos was just like, I'll put down my credit card. And it ended up costing us about $60-$70 a piece after gas. And we all just put in with cash or Venmo. And it was easy and it was fun. And we were just really grateful that we all were in the same boat, just wanting to help one another with no drama. It was very nice.
And this just happened last weekend, right?
Yeah, Sunday. We got in Monday morning.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing your story. And for people that want to follow you, because honestly, I have been following you for a long time, they can find you on many social media platforms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. I'm Farm Babe on Facebook, which is where most of my followers are. My website's thefarmbabe.com. And I am at The Farm Babe on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, you name it.
Well, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for sharing the story today.
You too. Thank you, Lisa.
The biggest story today, of course, is Brittany Griner is free. She is on her way back to the United States. That was announced this morning by President Biden with Brittany's wife by his side. There are a lot of people that have a lot of questions, but some people are still hurting because their loved ones are still there. One of those families is the Fogle family, the one that you don't hear so much about. You hear about Paul Whelan and his family. This family also has someone who is being detained in Russia. We'll get the details from Ann Fogle. Well, I don't know if Fogle's her last name, but her brother is Mark Fogle, and he's being the one that's detained. That's next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary.